Hardly a week passes without Rhode Island's business, political, and public policy elite floating yet another plan for digging our state out of its economic rut. The ideas run the gamut, from such modest proposals as providing more internships to keep college students in Rhode Island after they graduate, to bigger dreams, such as abolishing the state's sales tax. Nothing's ever easy at the State House, where ideas go to die but grudges never do. But it should not be all that difficult to resurrect a historic tax credit program which once was a fulcrum for restoring our storied past. Rhode Island's historic tax credit program started in 2001 when unemployment was low and the economy was humming along. It was frozen in 2008 when unemployment soared, and then Governor Don Cicchieri and lawmakers decided that at $60 million a year, it was draining too much tax money from state coffers. Now Governor Lincoln Chafee's proposing to bring the historic tax credit back at a modest $25 million outlay for the financial year that begins in July. Lawmakers and the governor ought to be careful about tax credits and other policies that favor one form of economic activity over another. Having the government picking winners and losers in a free economy leads to crony capitalism and insider dealing. This is a real concern, especially after Rhode Island's stint as a national laughingstock over the failed $75 million taxpayer-backed financing deal for Kurt Schilling's 38 Studios video game fiasco. But the historic preservation credit is aimed at an economic sector, not an individual company. And preserving the past is embedded in the soul and the economy of our small slice of New England. Rhode Island's one of America's oldest places. The result is that our state has more federally recognized historic sites per capita than any other state. We managed to cram more history into a small landscape than any other place in the United States. Historic tourism is one of our state's great job generators and attractions. People flock here from around the globe to visit our restored and preserved history, from Newport's Gilded Age mansions to Woonsocket's Museum of Work and Culture. All the other New England states except New Hampshire give some sort of tax breaks to encourage the restoration of historic structures. Unlike some other tax breaks, such as the film tax credit program that entices Hollywood studios to make movies here, the historic tax credit leaves behind tangible assets. Indeed, the State Historical Preservation and Heritage Commission estimates that tax credits have spurred $1.2 billion in restoration work from Burrville to Block Island and was especially helpful to our older, one-time textile manufacturing cities. Restored buildings are also worth more than run-down old factories and thus harvest more property taxes for these cities. Among the biggest hurdles to bringing our economy back is the way the recession ravaged the construction industry. The flurry of foreclosures and the sagging home construction and commercial building market has put thousands of construction and building trades workers on the unemployment line. In December of 2006, Rhode Island had 23,200 construction jobs, according to State Department of Labor and Training data. In January of this year, that number had dropped to 15,800. Around the state are historic buildings that will probably require tax incentives to save them from the wrecking ball. These include such gems as the Old Colony Building in Pawtucket, the Ashton Mill in Cumberland, and some of the old red brick factories in Providence's Jewelry District, such as the one at 95 Chestnut Street, which is at the core of what state economic gurus are trying to rebrand as the Knowledge District. Reinstating the historic tax credit program is the very least the General Assembly can do to prepare a prosperous future for a state with a proud past.